Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
New warning from the White House. This is just wild. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. This is on the whitehouse.gov website right now. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. If you don't believe what I just said is actually on the White House's website, they may take it down. They're basically saying you deserve to die if you're unvaccinated. This is your White House. Here's your middle finger from the White House. I'm going to read this. This is actually on whitehouse.gov. Don't go to .com. It's something you don't want to see. Maybe you do, but I'm not endorsing it. Again, here it is, whitehouse.gov. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, people said that I was crazy when I actually said that it was very clear that this government under the Biden administration, was trying to divide us into two different groups of people, two different sectors. I did this in a podcast over 3 days, and I laid out the case. Go back and listen to the podcast on this, okay? Because it's really important. We took 3 days to explain to you how they were systematically doing this in society, and I said, come the new year, there will be two separate Americas. There will be those that have rights only based on their compliance with COVID mandates, and there will be those that have no rights because you refuse to comply. They're going to divide you into the have and the have-nots. There's a guy named Adolf Hitler that was really good at doing this. Go read history. Read it to your children. This is now on the United States government's website. You're paying for the website. You're paying for the person that wrote this. You're paying for all of this. And this is what it says. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. In other words, we're only on the side of the vaccinated. We are not working with the unvaccinated anymore. You've been banished from the conversation. Your questions, they don't care anymore. You've done the right thing, referring to the vaccinated. And we will get through this because you're one of the chosen ones, right? You have rights. You're one of the chosen ones. Now, Insert United States government Fauci middle finger for the unvaccinated. Does this not sound like a death? This is almost like a death threat. Like these are some of like, when someone tweets at me usually, right? It's usually Twitter where you get the most death threats. It's like, you're going to die, or I can't wait for someone to put a bullet in your head. Like that's a normal Tuesday. The ones that are well thought out are the ones that actually scare me. The person that tweets at me, I hope someone kills you, I'm not worried about. It's the one that's like, Mr. Ferguson. And then they write like some, like, it's a threat without it being a threat kind of threat, right? That's exactly what you just got. Like, those are the sick people. Those are the deranged people that, like, torture dogs. Look at this White House as for the unvaccinated. You've been put on notice, America. You're unvaccinated. This is your White House. They don't represent you. They don't support you. They're not going to work with you. This is their death threat to you. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. You're going to die. Death upon you and your family. Signed, White House, Merry Christmas. This is the Fauci administration. It's no longer the Biden administration. We all know that. Biden's not doing this. This is Fauci. This is the Fauci administration. He has all power, elected by no one. He's a dictator. He's a tyrant, elected by no one. This is the guy elected by no one who has this much power over all of our lives right now. We are intent on not letting the Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. So you're going to kick us out if we're unvaccinated? Yes, that's what it sounds like. This is what's coming this next year, folks. This is what they're going to do to you the next year, folks. They're going to do this. And they're going to harass you, by the way. Listen to this medical expert, which we know the White House has likes her. This is the woman that used to run Planned Parenthood. She's now a CNN, Communist News, Chinese News Network advisor on Omicron. Her biggest accomplishment is murdering babies at Planned Parenthood. The White House listens to her. Want to make this very clear. And this is what she had to say now about testing of every American, whether you like it or not.
A rule for safe interactions, Dr. Wendt. Explain to people what that is.
For people who are gathering indoors over the holidays, I would recommend at this point, when there's so much virus around us, that you have two out of the three things: vaccination, testing, or masking. So if you are fully vaccinated and ideally boosted, and you want to see other people indoors without a mask, meaning maybe you want to have dinner with them, ideally everybody also gets tested that same day with a rapid test. Now, I know that tests are hard to come by in some parts of the country, but that's the ideal, is that you get tested. If nobody is vaccinated, or if there's some people there who are unvaccinated, if you're getting together, you should be masked and you should be tested. Basically, you should have two out of three things: vaccination, testing, or masking at this point with that much virus around us.
Really quickly, in terms of testing, as you said, it needs to be done that same day. So if you took a test, let's say Christmas Eve, and you're meeting up with people on Christmas, you were negative on Christmas Eve, doesn't mean you still are Christmas Day.
That's exactly right. The closer your test is to when you're gathering with people, the better. And I think this is something that the Biden administration really needs to work on. They've done so well when it comes to vaccinations. That's great. But they now need to put the same amount of effort to increasing access to testing. Why not mail test to every American? Why not have to use the UK or Germany or so many other approaches from around the world where everybody is able to get tests? Testing should not be the limiting factor.
And right now, very limiting. I mean, they're just not available when you need them and want them if you go out and search for them. Dr. Wendt, please stick around for a second.
Please stick around. We have more to ask you. Please stick around. We've got so much more to fearmonger the American people with. There's just too much virus around. You need to never do anything ever again outside of your home. You need to never do anything ever again outside of your home, and this is just the way it's going to be. I don't know what else to say here. But it's very obvious now that this White House has decided that the Fauci administration only represents the people that are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, which means boosted. You are not fully vaccinated anymore without a booster. You've lost that status. That's gone. It disappeared. It's over. Okay? It's done. It's over. You don't have it. This is the if you are public enemy number one of the White House now, because on whitehouse.gov, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family. That's a death threat. and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. That is a death threat, plain and simple, from the White House. Here is your threat of death. Unless you do what we tell you to do, you're going to probably die, and you deserve it. And we're not going to let you dictate to us what we're going to run through society. We're going to do what we want to do. You're not going to be welcome. This means they're going to start kicking kids out of school that are unvaccinated. How do I know it? Because of their words. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. What that means is if you go to work and you're vaccinated, we're going to let you keep working. And if you go to school and you're vaccinated, we're going to let you keep working. But if you are not, if you're unvaccinated, you are public enemy number one. And we're not going to let you disrupt school for us. So if you're vaccinated, you're going to get to go to school. It's coming. It's there. It's already in writing. This is a new type of division in this country. It is what I warned you about. I told you, go back and listen to, please, to the podcast on this. We laid out how this was being laid out to America. Step by step, leader by leader, Fauci, Biden, Harris, senators, congressmen, governors all over the country who were clearly laying out this plan. And the plan was extremely simple. We will distinguish, you get rights if you are vaccinated, you lose rights if you're unvaccinated, and we are going to have two different Americas. Your kids will be able to get an education if and only if, right? If and only if you're vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, you are screwed. You can go to work as long as you're vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, you're screwed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
This administration is not only saying they're not going to protect those who are unvaccinated. This administration is also advocating for you harassing your own family members. They're going to harass, you should harass on behalf of the government, your family members, by demanding that they do a litany of things before they show up at your house. Here's what you should do. Number one, you should demand that they are fully vaccinated. Number two, that they are fully boosted. So the idea of fully vaxxed is now fully boosted. Without the booster, you're unvaccinated in the minds of society's greatest minds in the Fauci administration. It's no longer the Biden administration. It's the Fauci administration. I just want to keep saying it because that's the truth. At some point, we'll just get used to it where it's just the Fauci administration. Everybody understands what I'm saying by that. So you got to be fully vaccinated and boosted to come over for Christmas, they're saying. If you're still planning on going forward after that minimum requirement, they want you to be very careful. They want you to only be in a small group of people. They do not want people to travel to you, meaning getting on planes. And they said everybody must wear masks, except while you're eating. You also need proper ventilation. Forgot about that one. Sorry, let me go backwards. Proper ventilation is mandated. So when you're, you know, let's say it's cold outside, it's Christmas, right? It's kind of freezing in most parts of the country right now. Open the windows. And then there's the other one. Swab them at the door before you allow them in your house. So great to see you, Aunt Lou. I'm going to stick it up your nostril. Stay outside and shiver while I figure out if you're a threat to me. I'm just going by Fauci's guidance for the holidays. Merry Christmas. This is dividing us into two groups of people. You want to have Christmas? The only way to be responsible is to have testing at your front door, vaccinated and boosted, open windows, and wear N95 masks. Unless you're eating. And as soon as you're eating, done eating, put the mask back on. Merry Christmas. You notice what this is. This is basically, let's scare you so bad that you finally just say, screw it. Cancel Christmas and go virtual. Which brings me to the next point they said. They actually said it would probably be smarter to just be virtual. So get on Skype, get on Zoom, and everybody eat in their own houses and do nothing else but eat in your own houses. Ta-da! We've done it. We fixed all the world's problems. You're welcome. This is what we're doing now. This is how it works, folks. This is it. This is the whole ball game. I'm incredibly frustrated that people didn't see this coming. I'm incredibly frustrated that people didn't notice this was happening. I'm incredibly frustrated that we're sitting in a world now where mandated vaccinations are now just commonplace, and a White House is now threatening that there are two different Americas. There's one America where you have rights, and that is if you are vaccinated, you're one of us. And then if you're not one of us, we are taking our hand away from you, and you deserve death. Whitehouse.gov, I'll read it again, and then I'm going to play for you the doctor. The doctor is saying we all should be tested. We should all be harassed. The White House, their exact words, we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You have rights to work and rights to learn and rights to education only if you're vaccinated. You do not have those rights if you're unvaccinated. The White House, you've done the right thing. So they've decided what is morally right and they've decided what's morally wrong. You are in the right. You are one of the chosen ones if you have been fully vaccinated, which means boosted. And if you are not, then you have not done the right thing. The government has just decided what is right, what is morally acceptable, and what is morally wrong when it comes to getting a vaccine. You are in the club of righteous growth and truth and understanding only if you are vaccinated. And if you are not vaccinated, you didn't do the right thing. The government will banish you to hell. We will get through this together, the White House goes on to write. Now, here's your warning for you that are not doing the right thing. You're not one of us. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. You are public enemy number one. They haven't even talked this way about terrorists before. You go find me words this tough from the White House, from this administration on terrorists, the Taliban. It doesn't exist. You think the Fauci administration has been this tough on the Taliban in Afghanistan when they were torturing people in the streets when we were trying to get out of that country? Nope. You will not find a sense of this damning of people, except if you're an American citizen. Meanwhile, at the border under the Biden administration, you can come across the border with Omicron and no testing, no vaccine. So walk across the border. But if you've done the right thing, you're one of us and we'll take care of you. If you've not done the right thing, you are looking at a winter of severe illness, death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. So do the right thing. Get vaccinated. If you don't, then you're spawn of Satan. And we'll put out all the medical experts, you know, those that are experts in one thing, killing babies. It still blows my mind that CNN actually hired the former head of Planned Parenthood to be their expert on Omicron. This is the woman you're taking medical advice from when you watch the Chinese Communist News Network. Listen.
Rule for safe interactions, Dr. Wen. Explain to people what that is.
For people who are gathering indoors over the holidays, I would recommend at this point, when there's so much virus around us, that you have two out of the three things: vaccination, testing, or masking. So if you are fully vaccinated and ideally boosted, and you want to see other people indoors without a mask, meaning maybe you want to have dinner with them, ideally, everybody also gets tested that same day with a rapid test. Now, I know that tests are hard to come by in some parts of the country, but that's the ideal, is that you get tested. If nobody is vaccinated, or if there's some people there who are unvaccinated, if you're getting together, you should be masked and you should be tested. Basically, you should have two out of three things: vaccination, testing, or masking at this point with that much virus around us.
Really quickly, in terms of testing, as you said, it needs to be done that same day. So if you took a test, let's say Christmas Eve, and you're meeting up with people on Christmas, you were negative on Christmas Eve, doesn't mean you still are Christmas Day.
That's exactly right. The closer your test is to when you're gathering with people, the better. And I think this is something that the Biden administration really needs to work on. They've done so well when it comes to vaccinations. That's great. But they now need to put the same amount of effort to increasing access to testing. Why not mail test to every American? Why not have to use the UK or Germany or so many other approaches from around the world where everybody is able to get tests? Testing should not be the limiting factor.
And right now, very limiting. I mean,
very limiting, right? We must test everybody every day, all day, harass them. And then if you're one of the unlucky ones, right, who went against us, you will lose every right that you've ever had. Amen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either
when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
You may be asking yourself this question with all of this extremism coming from the Fauci administration. Are we doing this because we're all going to actually die from Omicron? Because this is all in the name of Omicron's going to kill you. White House has put up on the website, this is all about restrictions. So how bad is Omicron? Let's talk to the people that have been dealing with it the longest in South Africa. And a doctor in South Africa telling CNN the exact opposite of what they were hoping, which was death, doom, and everybody stay home and everybody give up your rights and everybody get vaccinated and boosted and wear the better mask and smash out your windows and don't meet for Christmas.
You're starting to see the case numbers go down. You're past peak there. That's interesting. Because if that were to happen here, that means it's 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, and then the cases start to go down. Number two, hospitalizations. When you're talking about more severe illnesses, was there a direct correlation? How much severe illness was there with this case surge versus other variants previously?
Much, much. When we look at Delta, it was 400-500 people per day admitted. If we look at Omicron, as I've said, 87 yesterday, and our numbers are more or less the whole time around this. You know, if I look at, I don't have yesterday's death numbers with me, but if we look at our death numbers, you know, on 9th of December, 22, 10th, 49, next day, 36, 11, one day we had 54. And that's more or less our death rate that we do have. We don't see a high death rate with Omicron, and we presume that most of the people most probably has Omicron that in ICU. Again, we're not sure because we don't in ICU distinguish between Omicron and Delta. That's still something that needs to be addressed.
Gotcha. So. No huge rise. You saw a huge spike in cases, not a corresponding rise in hospitalizations, not a corresponding rise in deaths, which leads to the...
Let me just stop right there. So no freak out. That's what you're hearing from John Bergman there on CNN. Like, well, hold on a second. So you're saying no spike, no rise, and you guys don't even know if the people in the ICU have Delta or Omicron because you're not even testing for that? No, we're not. So the numbers, really, everybody should just calm down. Is that what you're really telling me, doctor? Well, no, you shouldn't calm down. We must freak out, which brings in Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is wanting you to freak out. Everything has to be a freak out. Now, this is the complete opposite of what this doctor just said in South Africa. And we don't have all that data yet. Doesn't matter, because you better get boosted. You better knock out your windows. You better have proper ventilation. You better swab people's nose at the door. You better not travel. And you're all going to die if you don't get vaccinated and boosted, because that's the new normal in this country. We have two sets of people. You have the have-nots. And the have-nots are going to die this year. The White House said so in their own words on their website. If you don't believe me, I will read you what's up on whitehouse.gov right now. Right now on whitehouse.gov, it actually says we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. We've chosen the chosen ones. If you're not a part of the solution, which is you must get vaccinated, then we are going to let you die. You've done the right thing, the White House says, about those that are vaccinated and boosted. And we will get through this for the unvaccinated, right? You're the leopards of society. You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves. We're wishing death on your family, right? For your families and the hospitals that you may soon overwhelm. Insert Dr. Fauci.
You said earlier this week that if you're vaccinated, you should feel comfortable traveling and celebrating the holidays with your family. Do you still believe that?
No, I do. If you are vaccinated and boosted and are prudent when you travel, when you're in an airport, to be wearing a mask all the time, you have to be wearing a mask on a plane. Do not do things like go to gatherings where there are people who you do not know what their vaccination status is. If you do that, and some people are even going the extra step or the extra mile, maybe even getting tested when you have people coming over the house. We now have a much wider availability of point-of-care tests that you can get a result in about 15 minutes. So you might want to do that. If you do these things, John, I do believe that you can feel quite comfortable with a family setting, the dinners and the gatherings that you have around the holiday season. Nothing is 100% risk-free. But I think if you do the things that I just mentioned, you'd actually mitigate that risk enough to feel comfortable about being able to enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, you get to enjoy it if you do the things like, you know, let grandma freeze of hypothermia for 15 minutes out on the front patio while you're waiting for her rapid test results to come back, shaking the little thing, right? Like, hold on, grandma, don't die out there on the patio. We're going to get to you in 15 minutes. I almost cussed. I didn't cuss. I almost cussed. This is where we are, folks. This is what we're doing now. It's unbelievable that this is what we are now doing. Like, this is, and then you might get to enjoy the holidays. By the way, Fauci, if you think things are going to get better for you if you get vaccinated or double vaccinated or quadruple vaccinated and 7X boosted, yeah, it's probably not going to get better for you either. What am I talking about? Well, let's talk about if you are vaccinated and if you are on planes, are we going to stop letting you wear those masks? Insert Fauci again.
I also wanted to ask you about what the airline executive said this week about masks on airplanes. They, several of the top, you know, the CEOs of the top airlines said that on an airplane, you are actually safer than you are in an ICU. The protection with the filtration system they have, they were suggesting that there really isn't much of a need for a mask on an airplane. Are we going to get to the point where we won't have to wear masks on airplanes?
I don't think so. I think when you're dealing with a closed space, even though the filtration is good, that you want to go that extra step when you have people. You know, you get a flight from Washington to San Francisco. It's a well over a 5-hour flight. Even though you have a good filtration system, I still believe that masks are a prudent thing to do and we should be doing it.
Got to wear the masks. Must be prudent. We've decided it. Now, we know that it's extremely safe to be on an airplane from COVID. There's been no mass outbreaks from COVID. There's been no major issues with COVID outbreaks on airplanes. But you better wear that mask and you better be vaccinated. And as long as you keep doing that and we're, quote, prudent forever, then this is the new normal. Does it matter if you're flying overseas or anywhere in the world? No, we're going to keep these masks on. Can we just step back for one half second and just think about one simple issue real quick? And the one issue I really want to think about real quick is this. Why is it now that people aren't angry enough, mad enough, hacked off enough to start asking the questions like, When are we going to hold China responsible for destroying the entire world with what I would refer to now as a biological weapon of warfare using your bodies as the victims? How is it that the Biden administration has not started to ask these questions, or anybody else in the world? Like, we have had zero accountability for 2 years of our lives, and 800,000 plus Americans dying from a biological warfare weapon that was clearly created to do this. And it was, whether you even, I don't even believe now at this point, I'm not convinced it was a quote leak, because we've done no investigation and they won't let us, and no one's demanding one. The United Nations worthless, NATO worthless, all of these groups, WHO worthless, even Dr. Fauci himself worthless. Now, if you do ask questions, right, and you start asking questions about the science or the data, they will shame you and try to ruin your career. That's something that people do need to understand. Dr. Collins was on Fox News Channel with Brett Baer, and some of his private emails have come to light where they are shaming people for asking questions in the medical community. Take a listen.
Collins, we always hear follow the science, and you know science is observation, description, experimentation, then explanation. But it seems that a lot of health policymakers have been trying to silence opposing views. In a newly released set of emails received from Freedom of Information Act between you and Dr. Fauci in October of 2020, you referenced the Great Barrington Declaration. That was a group of epidemiologists and public health scientists who wrote, quote, "We have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of prevailing COVID-19 policies. Continuing current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health." In this email to Dr. Fauci and Cliff Lane at NIH, you write, quote, "Hi, Tony and Cliff, see," and you connect to the Great Barrington Declaration link. "This proposal from three fringe epidemiologists who met with the secretary seems to be getting a lot of attention, and even a co-signature from a Nobel Prize winner, Mike Leavitt, at Stanford. There needs to be a quick and devastating public takedown of its premises. I don't see anything like that online yet. Is it underway? Francis." Did you write that?
I did write that, and why? I will stand by that. Let me explain. What was being proposed there was basically saying, let's not worry about mitigation. Let's just let this virus rip. This is, of course, before we had vaccines. And basically, these, I will call them fringe epidemiologists who really did not have the credentials to be making such a grand sweeping statement, were saying, just let the virus run through the population, and eventually then everybody will have had it and we'll be okay. Hundreds of thousands of people would have died if we had followed that strategy. So I'm sorry, I was opposed to that. I still am, and I'm not going to apologize for it. There are times when people make crazy proposals on the basis of pseudoscience, and that needs to be called out.
Right, but I guess it just follows this track with the early days downplaying or trying to discredit the lab leak theory from Wuhan. Why spend the time doing that when we're talking about observation, description, experimentation, and explanation? I mean, now it seems like the lab leak is a real possibility.
Well, Brett, I'm really sorry that the lab leak has become such a distraction for so many people, because frankly, we still don't know. There is.
Does anyone else find this extremely weird that so quickly this guy moves to be like, well, I think the lab leak theory is a distraction? The entire world's been sick. 800,000 Americans are dying. You're taking away all of our rights. And so you don't want to know about where this originated from? Was this gain of function research? Was it done on purpose? Were we all targets of death from China? Did they know that they were doing this? Maybe they want to get rid of some of their own population. Could this have been a population control thing? We don't know. But he's like, well, it's a distraction. How the hell is it a distraction? You're an epidemiologist, you get out of line, we're going to immediately discredit you and say you're not qualified to talk on this. Who's qualified? Anyone paid by the United States government that's been elected by no one. Me and Fauci, because we're the Fauci administration. Number one, that's the takeaway from this. Number two, it's a distraction to talk about how we got to where we are today. It's a distraction to talk about the lab leak theory, even though it looks like it's not a theory, it's reality. We don't want to talk about that. These are the people you're supposed to trust with vaccines. These are the people that are instructing you to cancel Christmas. These are the people that are drunk on power, dividing us into two great sectors in society, one that they like and one that they're saying you're going to die. If you don't believe me, go back to the White House and what the White House has on their website. And every one of you should grab our podcast and share this everywhere. The White House says in their own words, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. Merry Christmas. We are no longer going to help you. I'm going to leave it there for today. Share this podcast with your family and friends, please, and get it out there so everybody knows what's on the White House's website right now. See you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.